I said yesterday that human consciousness is the home for the etheric person. But there is a catch here that first you need to realize the etheric person. Rather, the external person has to transform into the etheric person. And for that to be possible, you need to realize the inner knower, so that the internal person enters the essential channel. Without that, one can experience pure subjectivity in human consciousness, but human consciousness cannot really vertically rest, does not have vertical root. And because it is not resting vertically, so it cannot contain and hold the external person in itself, in its space. Basically, external person cannot stay there. That would be, in fact, quite uncomfortable. So prior to realization of prior to external person becoming etheric person, the external person is sort of entering the human consciousness and going back, entering and going back. Or sometimes relating to psychosphere from a distance. So now we have human consciousness, which is the space of pure subjectivity, containing the psychosphere, intelligence of the external person, and the external person himself, because the external person here has his own etheric. Bear attention. So all that in unison constitutes the complete experience of human consciousness. The intelligence of the external etheric person is either in a passive mode, resting in that space, facilitating a subtle recognition of our psychological states, often on a subliminal level, meaning you're not really paying attention necessarily, but the psychosphere is experiencing itself anyway. Or that intelligence can be in a more active mode, where you are reflecting upon how you feel on the human level. And that intelligence, of course, has the faculty of interpreting your psychological states. And that intelligence has to grow in sensitivity to interpret first to interpret these psychological states correctly, and second to get in touch with the very subtle psychological states that often we simply do not recognize. That intelligence, of course, can easily misinterpret how you feel. It's kind of like those people who feel terrible but think that they are doing just great. There's no light in their eyes, but when you ask them, how are you, they say, I feel amazing, what a wonderful day it is. They are basically misinterpreting their psychosphere, their psychological state. But they live in some kind of a denial, refusing to acknowledge the fact that they are not well. Also, by the way, there's a common scenario is that external intelligence is may have a tendency to interpret psychological states in a negative way. It is a kind of a complaining external intelligence, very common. Some people just like to feel bad. They're addicted to suffering. They're addicted to feeling sorry for themselves. So anyway, there are all these possibilities here. It's very important that our intelligence arrives at that synchronicity, arrives at that the ability to reflect correctly what is really happening in the human psychosphere. Obviously, you need to know how you feel. Now the very important question, I already began to speak of it, is how to transform the psychosphere, considering that it is often filled with low energies, negative energies, causing us to feel bad on the human level. Someone asked a question, how our emotional centers affect the psychosphere. In a way, psychosphere is something independent. From our emotional centers, but it is not in contradiction that, of course, they do affect the psychological states that we experience in human consciousness. When you feel sad in your heart, it will affect your psychosphere. When you feel anxious in your solar plexus, this will affect your psychosphere. When you have power issues in your solar plexus, fear, insecurity. This is why It is, of course, a good idea to occasionally to scan your emotional centers to see how you feel in your heart, how your solar plexus behaves, and relax these centers so they are at peace. And how to do that? I spoke about this subject in other retreats. Now, I'll not go into it too much. The psychosphere is how we experience ourselves on the human level. But we as a soul, we are one whole system. Meaning it also affects how we feel in our body, how we feel in our overall consciousness. For instance, certain energies from the psychosphere can infiltrate the whole of your headspace. So when you are depressed in the psychosphere, you might sort of feel depressed in the whole head. But still, the source of the depression is in the human consciousness. This is why you need to, even though you might feel overall not so good, you need to go into your human consciousness, to the root of the root from which that how you feel yourself originates. There are two main approaches to working with the psychosphere. One is direct, second is indirect. Because while your psychosphere does affect in a subtle way your overall consciousness, the state of your pure subjectivity, any relationship with it, also affects the psychosphere. It's all interconnected. So in the indirect approach, you are emphasizing identification with your pure subjectivity, as if you for now don't care about the psychosphere. And surrender. One of the most powerful tools in that indirect approach is letting go. The subject that we spoke about in the last retreat. If you truly let go, and I'm not speaking now about the human consciousness yet, I'm speaking about other centers in consciousness. If you truly let go, that alone will change how you feel on the human level. It will bring that release and purification. and will cause certain lower energies in the psychosphere to spontaneously dissolve. That letting go can be practiced with eyes open in a normal situation or in meditation with eyes closed. In meditation with eyes closed, especially if you get deeply absorbed in the essential channel, that very absorption has a tremendous healing impact on the psychosphere of human consciousness. It's sucking basically all these energies down and dissolving them. But having letting go simultaneously from Pyomi of consciousness is also of tremendous help, especially with eyes open, by the way, for some reason. Let's say that you don't feel so good in your human consciousness. If you truly let go from Pyomi of consciousness vertically, and after a while you pay attention to what is happening, what happened to the psychosphere, you will see, you should be able to see an immediate change and relief. So that is the indirect approach. Direct approach is, and often it has to be employed, the direct approach is that you need to go directly to human consciousness. You need to enter the seat of human consciousness. You need to work with the psychosphere from inside of the human consciousness. And how to do that? There are actually many tools at your disposal. Some of them have are more of a psychological nature, positive thinking, positive attitude, because remember, the negative tendencies can be also present in the intelligence of the external person who will negatively interpret your psychosphere. In fact, he can make it even worse. And so he often does. Either because he wants to suffer. As I said, some people like to suffer. He wants to complain. He has a general negative perception of reality and himself. So in that process, interestingly enough, you are not just transforming the psychosphere through an objective intelligence of the external person, you're also transforming that intelligence. You are reforming the external intelligence. that intelligence has its own subconscious. And I'm not speaking about the subconscious mind. This is why, even though we know, you may ask, what about that idea that we have been speaking about in the teaching, that the person is the seat of human character, the flavor of personality? And our the seat of our psychological tendencies. He still is. All of that is in the unconscious of the internal person, which then translates into a conscious experience or subconscious experience in the intelligence of the external person. So not only the psychosphere has to change, the person has to change. So using the psychological tools, you are creating a positive attitude. And there are so many ways you can create this positive attitude. Starting from simple acceptance. Okay, you don't feel so great. Fine. It's a human condition. Within that, not feeling so great and accepting it and generating requisite patience and humility towards your experience, you're already changing relationship with your psychosphere. Positive thoughts. Not the thoughts in the mind, but within the intelligence of the external person. Such as appreciation, gratitude. I have access to my pure subjectivity. It is so wonderful. And in this very instant, as you have such a thought, which of course is infused with emotion, something changes in the psychosphere itself. Because there's an intricate relationship between the intelligence of the external person and the psychosphere. So when something changes in that intelligence, something changes in the psychosphere. Emphasizing the positive. Even within the human consciousness, if you look at it, you may not feel good, but it's not all bad. Because you have a pure subjectivity in the human consciousness, and that pure subjectivity is wonderful. That pure subjectivity is well, is blissful. And then more, and the more human consciousness is resting, the more blissful it becomes. So in a way, that is again quite interesting, within this experience of human consciousness, you are emphasizing its pure subjectivity rather than its psychosphere. And because you are emphasizing its pure subjectivity, first it sort of distracts you from not feeling so well in the psychosphere, but the distraction in a way can be positive, because you are not giving energy to that negative aspect of the psychosphere. But you are also empowering the light of your pure subjectivity, and that light has a healing impact on the psychosphere. So I spoke about how embodying your pure subjectivity and letting go can transform your psychosphere. And here it is the same principle, but within, exclusively within the human consciousness. You have really many tools at your disposal to make yourself feel better until you begin to feel happy, until you realize the state of human happiness. But it's not just about the goal, it's about the journey. You need to really enjoy that process, and you need to really enjoy the fact that suddenly you have the power to change something that before seemed to be impossible to change, was beyond your control. And it is not any longer beyond your control. It is within your control. So you begin to contemplate these matters, you begin to experiment different approaches. How can you bring about that change which deep down you desire, even if you don't really recognize that fact that you desire it? Knowing that you can change and knowing how to change gives you that sense of empowerment and great satisfaction. And we will speak further about other tools that we can employ in that direct approach to the psychosphere from within the human consciousness.